This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Like freedom, 855-450-3733. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and also we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can get into by going to discord.lrn.fm. Just hop into that top room there, and we'll join you and put you on the radio. You can talk about whatever you want. Joining you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Chris.
To the phones, to the fun. If we get the chance, I mentioned this raw milk raid. And I do have that story pulled up, so if we get the chance, we'll tell you more about what happened there. Perfect example of how regulations kill small businesses and kill freedom. But first, we go to Sam in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I wanted to, I apologize, I have some issues. I wanted to discuss a little more about the lack of diverse voices.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm. We were talking, for those just tuning in the last hour, somebody else called up about, you know, why is talk radio so one-sided, seemingly? We went through some of the reasons why, but please, go ahead.
The liberal market is a personal interest of mine, and I've noticed that the tastes aren't really being expanded on very much. Now, reservations are really smart market sense. If you agree with me, you do. If you don't, I don't mind.
Reservations? Indian reservations?
Yes, being, having a space, a comfort zone.
Okay, so in other words, you know, the government reserving parts of the airways?
No, by no means.
Okay.
Having personal reservations about what you will or won't do.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay.
Being conservative.
Okay.
Then again, you know, grand innovation is a great idea. It is. But what I'm saying is that the conservative view isn't being spliced with the innovations, and the innovations don't often respect the conservative view either.
Can you give me an example of what you're talking about? Because I am completely lost.
I go ahead, please.
It's okay.
You're doing okay.
I'm schizophrenic.
That's okay. But is it that you feel that innovations, like scientific innovations, aren't always accepted by conservatives, or when they conflict with conservative viewpoints, that causes a clash?
Well, the example I was thinking of when I called was the talk radio.
Okay.
A lot of talk radio that I've heard attempts to emulate the format where of the opinionated talk.
Yep.
Right. Agreed.
Well, a lot of the viewpoints that I've been able to observe, having been an activist with Occupy, they were strongly attracted to being informed.
Okay.
They are not strongly attracted to opinion.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's an interesting point of view, and I think you're on to something.
So are you saying that you think that there should be a talk radio format that focuses less on opinion and more on delivering information?
I think so, yes.
And have you ever heard of news radio stations?
See, I think about what you're saying, I think about stations that have more philosophical discussions. You know, for example, you know, you can
that's opinion, though. Philosophies are different.
True.
People have different philosophies.
Philosophies are different.
They are, but I when I think of having a philosophical discussion here, it's more about why do we feel the way we do, not you should feel the way we do. You know what I mean?
So we talk about libertarian.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I don't see, though, is a Wall Street Journal of talk radio.
They actually had a radio division for a time, and I don't think they still do. I think they shut it down within the last few years where they would do, like, call-ins. Mm-hmm. I know the local station here in Keene, New Hampshire, had some lady calling in, and she would, you know, give the Wall Street Journal business report or something like that. It was something that they had different packages, different things that stations could kind of subscribe to and right. get. But they never really had, like, around-the-clock Wall Street Journal-esque coverage. It was just a segment in a show. And actually, when the journal went under, or no, the journal didn't go under, but the radio division got shut down, that same lady is still doing her same show, just with a different network. So that product still exists, mm-hmm. but it's not a full show, it's not a full station, it's not 24/7, it's just a thing that you can put on another show. It's like a feature, basically. But I wanted to say, you know, with regards to news radio stations, and then when I say that, I don't mean all of the stations that call themselves news radio. What right. I mean is the stations that just do news all around the clock, all day long. It's not an opinion show. Right. They don't have a talk show host. They just have newsmen and newswomen doing reporting on the news all day, every day. Those stations only exist in the biggest marketplaces. They exist in New York City. They exist right. in Philadelphia, you know, and I don't know where they all are, but there's only a few of them out there, and it's a very costly station to run because you have to have a whole large news staff, news gatherers and reporters and the on-air people who bring it all together and the producers. So there's a lot more involved in running a news full 24/7 news station than a typical talk station where you right, can kind of bring right. in syndicated hosts and not have to pay anybody.
But I think I agree with you to some extent if what I'm saying is correct, and is that when I listen to conservative talk radio, it's like, here's the conservative position, and that's it. We're right. They're wrong. Mm-hmm. The left is just the opposite.
Yeah, right.
One of the things that attracted me to Free Talk Live, and I've been a listener, you know, since 2012, 2013.
You're something. An amplifier.
I am an amplifier. I actually pay. I pay to make sure this thing continues.
And we pay you.
And you pay me, so yeah. But one of the things I liked was it wasn't just, here's the libertarian point of view, and we're right and you're wrong. It's that we discuss these things, and we try to give examples of why this philosophy makes sense to us and why we think it might make sense to you. And that, to me, is how ideas are spread. And I if it would have just been, you know, bashing both sides, I could turn into Rush, and I could turn into, you know, tune into, an Alan Combe back in the day to hear that.
Sam, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. Yeah. You know, when I started doing this show, when Free Talk Live began back in 2002 in Florida, I was, in my early 20s at that point, and they called us in after, like, the first week or two to have a discussion with the general manager, Big Jim Davis, who's like, this big booming radio voice, great guy.
Right.
And they gave us the rules of talk radio.
Oh.
These have been written down. Somebody has come up with the rules of talk radio. And I remember taking notes the whole time and just ignoring all the stuff I didn't like. And I took some of the advice on the things that I did like. So, like, whatever it was that resonated with me,
right.
that would be good. I went ahead and, followed that rule. And most of them I threw in the garbage. But one of the rules of talk radio is you're never supposed to admit you were wrong.
Oh.
And we don't do that here on Free Talk Live. We've been wrong because we're human beings.
Right.
And it's almost a guarantee that we're going to be wrong about some things.
You bet.
Earlier tonight, you heard a caller call in and say, hey, when we were talking about women entering in the workforce, somebody called about that, and
right.
I made a statement, and the caller after that was like, well, you missed this point about that. And I said, you know what? You're right. I totally missed that.
We both did. And so that's part of the fun for me. I enjoy that back and forth.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Open phones always here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to David. He's in Columbus, Indiana, listening to WIBC. Hello, David.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking me on.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
you're on here.
Hey, you guys talking about homeschooling and private school? Well, after
sure.
I call in. Yeah, I've been a homeschooling father for 7 years now.
Nice.
My son was six when we started. My daughter was four.
Okay.
And we now have six kids. Hey, the beautiful thing, and I'm not here to throw a plug in for the group that we're with, but what's really cool about homeschooling is you get to be a part of your child's, you know, experiences of learning.
Yeah, and you're not turning it over to some bureaucrats. Hang on a second. If you want to tell more, or hang on a moment, we'll bring it back because I want to hear more of your story, you know, why you decided to go in that direction in the first place. So if you've got time, stick with us, David. We're going to bring it back on Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of the program. As always, you're invited here to join us. on the radio, where you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available for you to put it on wherever you want. You know, doesn't have to be on your car. It could be on the back of your laptop, for instance, or your bicycle, or wherever. Go to libertystickers.com, and you'll find those there as we continue here. We're talking with David in Indiana, listening to WIBC. And, David, you said you're a homeschooling dad, and you've got several children. You started a couple of your kids out of the government school system, one at age six. So what did he have, like a year or two in government school before you decided to get him out?
Well, actually, just to make the in-laws feel happy, we went to about a half-day school for the very first year in kindergarten, and that was too much for me in itself.
Gotcha.
But you decided that you wanted to have control over curriculum. You wanted to have the ability to educate your own children rather than turning it over to the government.
Yeah, to me it was a no-brainer. I mean, you know, a lot of these people, they call in and they talk about all these issues, and you guys mentioned it earlier. It's like, guys, the solution is right there. Now, I will say this. Our family makes a big sacrifice to homeschool monetarily, our time. There is effort on our end that we have to put in.
No doubt, it is a
sacrifice. And a lot of these people are like, well, I just can't do it. Oh, I guarantee you can. You might have to live in a lot smaller house. You might not have to be able to do a lot of these things you want to do. You might have to pull someone from the workforce to stay at home with the kids. But it can be done if you want something bad enough.
Is sacrifice really the right word, though? Because sacrifice suggests
that you're
destroying value in return for nothing, basically.
I agree.
I think a better word is an investment. It's an investment in the future of your own kids.
Yeah, it's 100%. And I don't mean that at all in a negative connotation. But still, I don't want to pretend like there isn't something that you have to exchange for. And you're right. The investment and anything you invest in is going to cost you something.
Right.
And definitely. But what I wanted to let your listeners know, there's some interesting things about not just the program we're in, but how schooling works in general. The program we're in, the lady actually was like a rocket scientist for NASA, and she went and searched the world and history and said, what was the best approach to teach kids? Like, what was the best system that she saw out there in the world that it has existed? And the one schoolroom approach was the best approach, to where all the kids at the same age are in the same room, and you're kind of regurgitating over information, but yet the higher ones take it to another level. It's a beautiful thing.
The kids of the same age or kids of different ages?
Of different ages.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
So that's very similar to the Sudbury school that I was talking about earlier, where the students learn from one another rather than having to have some so-called expert coming in there.
Well, and even in the really early years of the Depression, and particularly out west where I'm from, I mean, there are a lot of small communities that had a one-room schoolhouse. Mm. And that was sort of the initial transition to the mess we have now. But it was at least to bring all the ages into one room, and that's how it was taught. You know, it's not a new idea.
No, it's not. It's not. And so she actually just took that and kind of expanded on it just a little bit. Another very interesting fact that your listeners will love is the brain works. The program we're with works with the brain of the child as they move forward. So the first early ages in a child's brain is nothing but memory. They're not taking anything and doing anything with it. They're not really understanding things. So a lot of times these public schools are just wasting their time trying to get kids to understand and to take it to kind of this dialectic phase. The first phase is just memorization. So we spend the first 4 years of just memorizing facts, just all kinds of different facts and just downloading. And as their brain develops naturally into this next phase of asking why, we have all those facts downloaded, and now we can take those things, and when we say, hey, why did this happen in 1850? Why did this happen in 1400? We know all these facts that surround that, and man, it's just a beautiful thing when it all comes together.
And you know, if somebody out there is listening to this and they're saying to themselves, well, that's a bunch of poppycock. This wouldn't work because that, whatever. It's fine. They can have whatever opinion they want. The nice thing about homeschooling is you aren't forced to pay for what the homeschoolers in your area are doing.
Right.
Whatever curriculum they've decided is important, you're not part of it. You don't have to back it. You don't have to support it. If you disagree with it, you can educate your kids in the way you think is best. You can send them to the school that you think is going to
do
that.
Right.
Yeah. And in fact, it's just the opposite. I'm the taxpayer who's paying for their kids to go to public
right.
school, and I get nothing out of it.
Yep. Great call, David. Thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And that's something that would exist if we didn't have these one-size-fits-all government schools where, you know, the teachers have to teach down to the
right.
lowest common denominator in the class. They got to slow everybody down, you know, just to talk to the people who aren't getting it
right.
or whatever. And there's so many problems with that. And, of course, everybody's forced to pay for the government schools, whether they like them or not. And when you're forced to pay for something, don't be surprised when you get bad service, right? Because you're basically talking about a monopoly. Even though there are other choices,
sure,
students are forced to go to the government schools
right.
unless they've got something else.
Unless they have a viable alternative that the parents have taken the time to do. One of the things he said in there, which I found kind of fascinating, was, you know, talking about memorization, how they spend the first couple of years doing memorization.
Sounds awful to me.
It does. It does. And so I'm
not saying it doesn't work.
I had to do a quick Google just to see what comes up. So U.S. News and World Report, high school students need to think, not memorize. National Education Association, deeper learning, moving students beyond memorization. The Atlantic, when memorization gets in the way of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Psychology Today, is memorization bad for learning? I sit here and I go, it's like everybody I read there is sort of very much about the traditional model of education. So
sure.
maybe this idea that just let kids memorize things for a couple of years might not be a bad idea. But that's the thing about homeschooling. He can try it. If they get great results,
awesome.
Maybe they'll tell a friend.
And maybe not every system works great for every kid, right? Like there's different
very, very
people.
True.
So like the same diets don't work for the same people. Maybe the same styles of education don't work for the same kids. And so once again, just forcing them all into this one-size-fits-all government system is just it's so much wasted potential.
Yep.
Let's continue here. Matthew is on the line, and I'm not sure where you are, Matthew. Where are you calling from tonight?
Metairie, Louisiana.
All right. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I believe we were discussing something last week about policing, and one of the arguments I would make about people who claim that they love the police is then why are you trying to make them do the impossible? If you really love the police, then you should be advocating for fewer and fewer laws, especially those involving victimless crimes.
Let's talk about that. Hang on. Hold that thought, Matthew. I think you're onto something there. I definitely want to hear more about it, so stand by. We'll bring you back for it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you're advocating for the police, then you should advocate to make fewer laws. I think he's onto something.
I like it.
Free Talk Live.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. You can join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've also got Discord. The Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Also in the Discord, other channels in which you can have discussions with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You'll find it there. There's a web version. There's apps you can download for Discord. And you can get in there and talk to other listeners any old time. There's people in there sometimes around the clock.
Pretty much.
Certainly during our show, there's usually activity. And during some of the other shows on lrn.fm, you'll find folks in there. And different topics, different rooms to discuss different things. So everything from cryptocurrency to ForkFest, the upcoming Liberty Festival, a camping festival that is decentralized. And what that means is nobody is in charge. There's no organizer. There's no board of directors. There's no tickets to buy. It's just 5 days in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Just an incredibly splendid location. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful to be there. You don't want to miss this.
Yep.
Just for the view. But also to hang out with all the great libertarians and anarchists and voluntarists who are going to be there. We don't know who they are, but some of them have identified themselves in the ForkFest forum and the ForkFest chat rooms, which are available over at ForkFest.party, which is an unofficial website, because, again, nothing's official when it comes to ForkFest, not even the name. So ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more. It's coming up June 14th through the 18th. That is less than a month from today. So 4 weeks from today, we will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from ForkFest, It is year number two for this event, so it's brand new. I mean, you're getting in on the ground floor if you're coming in this year. Last year, it wasn't really even promoted at all in advance. This year, we've been doing a lot of promotion of it in advance, not just on this show, but Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, the Call to Freedom with Will Coley, and some other venues have been promoting it. So I think we're going to see an increased turnout this year. In fact, some folks have said they're going to be vending, so there's discussions on the ForkFest forums about some of the activities that are going on. There's actually two competing calendars now as far as what's happening at ForkFest, so the market is deciding what's going to occur, and you are the market in this case, so you get to decide what to do there. You just want to hang out and camp with other Liberty people? That's cool. Or maybe you want to create a thing for those other people who are camping to do.
Right.
You can do that, too. So it's all up to you. ForkFest.party. We'll see you there coming up in 4 weeks. It's June 14th through the 18th as we go back to Matthew. He's in Louisiana. And, Matthew, you'd called with an idea about the police and people who say they support the police. Can you kind of recap what you were saying there? Because we were running right into one of our breaks as you were saying it. So what were you trying to...
Sure. I'll go ahead and recap. But I would also like to thank Chris at the end of this call for support of the Second Amendment and my idea of how to improve the Second Amendment. But
and do me a favor before you go on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Back off your phone like maybe an inch or so.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's a little better. Go ahead.
All right. I'll try to keep it at this distance. Then.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
People who say that they love the police should be more interested in making sure that their duties are not so overwhelming that we're always asking them to do the impossible. Expecting the police to correct all societal ills, including harm that people may do to themselves, it's stupid. It causes them to wind up getting into violent confrontation with the very citizenry that they are supposed to be quote-unquote protecting, when in fact all they're doing is they're enforcing laws, and it doesn't seem as our legislatures around the country or in Washington, D.C. are interested in repealing any of these. They seem to be only interested in adding.
Yep.
And so if you love the police, you should stop advocating for the enforcement of victimless crimes or crimes where the victim is the person themselves. Like, it may be illegal to beat yourself in the head with a hammer. How are the police supposed to stop that? Ban all hammers.
Yeah, I look at, if people are concerned for police lives, and I believe all lives are sacred, if you are concerned with the lives of police, don't ask them to go raid drug houses filled with cash and filled with people.
Right. Somebody's going to get shot.
Somebody is going to get shot. And when you look at the number of police that are killed in the line of duty, how many of those are due to the war on drugs? So here we have this.
There
it's not even just the lives.
And not to mention the psychological damage it does to the policeman himself. Because shooting somebody, you know, even a military soldier, look at the number of soldiers who come back with PTSD.
PTSD.
You know, it's not something that people are born to do. Someday I'll tell you the story of my grandfather, who was a conscientious objector in World War II. But now I'd like to thank Chris for his advocacy of the Second Amendment, and I'd like to throw in my ideas for improvements.
Okay.
Imagine, Chris, that you can own an Abrams tank.
I think I should be able to.
I think you should, too. Mark likes boats. Why not an aircraft carrier?
Well, whether we can afford them, that becomes a second question.
Well, you get club together. You know, it's like
The aircraft, aircraft carrier club. There you go.
No, I think the right to bear arms. Go ahead.
A B-52, you know, get a B-52 club together. You can have your own B-52, you know.
I tend to be kind of practical, so there are certain things that I would love to see in a prepper or zombie situation. I'd like to have RPGs. Yeah, rocket-propelled grenades. That's a great way to take out a large... What's that?
Is it illegal to have one of those?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I can't have one.
Actually, it's not technically illegal, but the NSA kind of, you know, the ATF kind of wants to know a lot about you.
Yeah. Okay. So you got to jump through a bunch of hoops.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe some hoops with my idea too. Like, if you get the Abrams tank, you should let local law enforcement know, and then you should always agree to wear the parade tracks when taking it out. But in the event that, you know, the local law enforcement has a really bad problem, it's like an actual foreign invasion, they should kind of contact you and say, hey, you know that Abrams tank? Can you show up with it?
Well, the Revolutionary War, that
they
was...
that with militias without the tanks, but...
Oh, yeah, but during the Revolutionary War... When they... Go ahead.
The revolutionaries actually did have some cannon. Now,
they had a lot. Most of the cannons that were used in fighting the British were privately owned cannons. And that's an idea. And I will say, New Hampshire, on any holiday, you'll hear cannon fire left and right. No, they're firing. They're not firing anything.
Firing blanks.
They are firing blanks. But that's still very much a tradition. Huh. You can hear them on mountaintops all over. You get out in the country.
Matthew, thank you for the call
tonight.
Definitely appreciate where he was coming from with that. Because, and we've had another caller call in with sort of a similar point, but he delivered it in a much more brutal way, where he'll give an example of some cop being killed in, you know, one of these home invasions, which, I'm sorry, that's what the police are doing. They're invading people's homes. And sometimes the cops are invading the homes of even people who didn't have anything to do with drugs. They get the wrong house number.
Yeah.
Or they get the right number, but they got the wrong house on that piece of property. They raided the guest house instead of the main house, or vice versa, or whatever. And then, you know, a lot of the times when they go into these homes, even if they're innocent people in there, the innocent people are getting woken up at 4 in the morning. They don't know what's going on. They're hearing pounding on their door. They're hearing shouting. They grab the shotgun, rack that thing, and they blast themselves a cop. They didn't even know it was a cop. They figured it was a regular home invader.
A great case of that happened down in Texas, where the man was eventually found innocent of manslaughter because they charged him for killing the cop who was coming in the wrong door on a drug warrant.
Wow. Yeah. And it happens so many times. So many of these raids just destroying people's property, destroying their lives, and ultimately all of our freedom, because it could happen to you. Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, if you want to jump in here in the remaining moments, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
Don't forget, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. As we mentioned to you earlier, our features on the website, like the webcam or the archives and the chat rooms that we have, all that stuff's free. So you can just go there and enjoy it. And if you really appreciate the work that we do here, then you can join the other amplifiers. And there's only about 200 of them, so it's a relatively small community. And I appreciate every single one of them coming on board for $5 a month. Or if you feel really generous, you can do more than that. It's up to you. But you get some perks. You get some access to special things like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only Facebook group, the amp-only chat rooms on our Discord server, and the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials our normal podcast does. You get all that and more. Go over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about the program. It's money that we invest into the show so we can get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do, that's one of the ways that you can get behind the show, and we sure do appreciate it. And again, hope you appreciate everything that we do. Go over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there. You can use PayPal. You can use your credit card. You can use Bitcoin Core. Actually, had a couple Bitcoin Core signups this week, which is it's very rare.
Really?
That people want to spend their Bitcoin because people don't want to spend their cryptocurrency. If you've got a choice between dollars and Bitcoin, most people are going to spend their dollars.
Have my dollars.
But we did have a few folks, a couple people sign up with Bitcoin this week, so that's cool. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to Joe in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm just calling in response to this last guy that called about the police.
Sure.
All this responsibility on them. You know, they write too many laws. They make everything illegal.
The government,
I mean, you have to be looking in your rear view mirror if you get pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the side of the road changing a tire, a cop pulls over, first thing he wants to do is see your license and registration.
Right.
You know, they're just digging for a crime.
Right, they want to catch you at something.
Yeah,
they're there to serve you.
Yeah, exactly, and it's all because It's jail, prison for profit. There's a lot of money in it.
There certainly is.
And the government's too big. They need to step off.
The sad thing is,
fascist leftist state that has got a big hammer, and Trump's trying to take it away from them, and that's why they want to hit him with it, you know?
You still believe that Trump's trying to take it away from him? I mean, I haven't seen Trump get up there on any kind of national podium and say, I am announcing an end to the war on drugs. I will order my executive branch
No. He's got his hands full with them hamstringing him with all this conspiracy crap.
I don't buy that. Trump has a huge, and thanks for the call, Joe. I appreciate it. So Trump has a huge platform.
Sure.
Anytime he can call a press conference. And if he's too busy, he can have one of his people call a press conference. And he can have one of his people write a speech for that press conference. So, like, to say that he can't do it because he's just so busy being tied up with all the other stuff, the investigations or whatever. If Trump wanted to end the war on drugs, he could do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
He could. He's the head of the executive branch. The DEA is the executive branch.
Right.
Trump could go. He doesn't have to have Congress remove the drug schedules. Trump could just go tomorrow and say, head of the DEA, you're no longer enforcing the war on drugs. You guys can just push papers around or whatever it is you do.
Right.
I can't abolish you, but I'm telling you to stop enforcing the war on drugs. This has been an insane war on our people. And I, as somebody who's worked in, Las Vegas and in Hollywood, I've known plenty of drug users. They've been my hairstylists. They've been my, producers, my actors. And they are responsible people, and they are not criminals. And we just need to end this war on drugs. And that would be a huge burden off of all these police all around the country. We've seen that it's working in the war against marijuana, where they've legalized marijuana in some of these several states now. Mm-hmm. I think eight different states, and the world hasn't ended.
And the District of Columbia,
even right there in D.C.
Right,
exactly. So if he wanted to, he could do that. So to act like he's in there, he's doing his best to roll. But no, I don't buy it. It's been 2 years now.
Yeah, and it doesn't really take that long to say something like that.
No, it doesn't.
And,
Barack Obama finally came out against at least the war on marijuana, but he waited until the last, semester of his presidency to say those things.
It's still a hot topic, and, Trump is thinking politically. He knows that there's going to be a certain segment of what he perceives as his base is not going to be happy if he comes out and says that.
Yep.
So he's not going to say that right now, and that's why
instead he brings Jeff Sessions in there, who is at the very least an ardent drug warrior.
Well, true, and I was going to say he wouldn't just come out and write a speech. He'd just tweet it.
Good enough.
That would be it. Tweet.
End war on drugs, period.
Exactly. Yeah. It's bad! Exclamation point.
He's tweeting all day long. He's got plenty of time for saying things. That's
right.
One of the things he's good at is saying things and being entertaining.
Right. Entertain us, please.
Yeah, let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire on Skype. Good, Bad Slave.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about accountability.
All right.
That applies to the cops, too. So, it applies to Donald Trump. It used to apply to Obama, although Obama seems like he wants to get back in there somehow. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I'm reading and learning some stuff that from CIA operatives and all this stuff that even he's trying to get his fingers back into the pie somehow. But the pie is the problem. The pie is huge. Government, corporations are part of the problem. The federal privilege of limited liability, allows companies to get way too big. The idea of huge mega corporations that basically can manipulate through their lobbyists, the laws and regulations to basically protect their the competition, or protect them from their
competition. Yeah,
exactly. When if that's what they're doing, then you know, all bets are off. I mean, in effect, the drug war was about that. You know that, right? That,
sure.
That the drug war, the marijuana war,
the war on marijuana was led primarily by industrialists who had the Congress people in their pockets. Basically, William Randolph Hearst, of course, mm-hmm. had investments in trees. You know, in forestry,
yeah.
and
yeah.
he didn't have investments in cannabis, in hemp, and he saw hemp as a threat, and rightly so. They grow a lot faster than trees, and you can harvest them and, you know, grow them again real fast and make paper,
and,
you know, just out of that.
All the studying that I have done is, you know, the idea of corporation at the beginnings of America, when they passed the Constitution and put in their whatever there was on the Constitution for corporations, there was, in fact, it was originally designed to only apply to public projects. And they were sunsetted.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The idea of a corporation was supposed to be for, like, building a road.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. For those bigger projects that would be temporary mm-hmm. and be taken on, you know, by some entity that would call itself a corporation, and then it would do its job, build the road or the bridge or the, you know, whatever the, you know, public good was.
So what you're saying was, at that time, they like the general store was just a store run by people. It wasn't a corporation. It wasn't a legal fiction.
No. The idea that every little company, every little, you know, S corporation is supposed to have limited liability was crazy.
Right.
It was that was never ever meant to be part of the game.
Bansley, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number. Oh, wait, we're out of time. What am I saying? Chris, thanks for joining.
For tomorrow. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And we
always
will
good.
Be here tomorrow. Free Talk Live. Will you and I won't, though, Chris, because other dudes will be hosting the show tomorrow night.
You got
and,
it.
And you can join us all in the meantime online over at Free Talk Live.com. You enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you soon.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.